Today's daf is daf Kuf Vav Gimel. Learn today's daf for Sfus Rafu Shleimu, Shoshana Basia, Bas Rachel Devora. So let's just go back two lines to the Kuf Vav Beis Amud Beis Tana Rabbanon, second to last line. So Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara is trying to figure out how exactly we divvy up the Pishnayim, the double portion that's given to the Bechor. So Tana Rabbanon, Laseis Lo Pishnayim, you give him Pishnayim. Pishnayim Ke'echad, you give him Pishnayim against one, meaning, as Rashbam points out, that, let's say there are five brothers, and there's a Bechor, so you make six portions, and he takes two portions, and they each take one portion. Ata Omer Pishnayim Ke'echad, O Eino Ela Pishnayim Becholim Nechasim. Or maybe he takes double of the entire amount, meaning you look at what all the brothers get combined, he has to get double of that, which essentially means it's a double of everyone combined, not just double a double portion, but it's double of everyone combined. Vidinu, and the Gemara says maybe we have a svara. Vidinu chelko im echad. Then the din should be, the Gemara is just pretty much going through both studying again. It should be pishnayim chelko echad, which means he should only get one more portion than everybody else. Which means again, if there are five brothers, he makes six. He essentially becomes two. And he makes six portions and he gets two of them. So you say, oh yeah, because that's what we know the lach is, but the Gemara has to derive it before we go, oh yeah. So he says, Vidinu, Chelko im Echad, right? Chelko im Echad, Chelko im Chamisha. Should be the same thing, whether he has one brother or five brothers. Ma Chelko im Echad. If it's one brother, that means he's only giving him one more portion than that brother. So too, Chalko Im Chamisha, Pishnayim Ke'echad. He should get one more portion than each of the brothers. That would be the way that we would say, oh yeah, that's Sephara. The Gemara says, no, maybe Oklach L'Derech Zed. Go the other way, right? Ma Chalko Im Echad. Oh, my Gemara's rubbed out here. He goes, When you have one of your two brothers, it works both ways. When it comes that there's one brother in Bechor, so he's getting double the entire amount of the Nechasim. So too, Al Chelko Im Hei, Pishnayim Bechol Nechasim. He should get double the amount of all the Nechasim. He should get 50% more than everybody else combined, which basically means he probably get 2/3 of the entire amount. So the Gemara then says, no, Talmud Lomar, we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, we're going to be quoting a lot of this Pasuk in Devarim, right? So this is the Pasuk by the Ben Ahuva, Ben Atznu, the full Pasuk is, V'hai v'yom hanchilo es banav es asher yelo, lo yuchal livaker es ben ahuva al pnei b'nei hasnu ha-bechor. If he were going to inherit of his children, and he has one bechor is from the snua, and the non-bechor is from the ahuva, he can't make the snua the bechor, he has to give the pishnayim to the son of the snua. Which is Talmud Lomar, Rahaya b'yom hanchilo es banav. As banav, hator ripsa nachla etil achin. So Gemara says, "V'hayu b'yom hanchilo es ech banav." When you give bequeath to the sons, the Gemara is learning bequeath to the sons. You're giving an extra portion to the other sons, and what's that? That means ripsa torah nachla etil achin. That means that the Torah gives them, I guess, more power. The power being is they don't lose out so much to the Bechor. When they lose out, the Bechor gets a double portion, double than each one of them gets, not double but against what all of them get.
If it's five brothers and the Bechor gets 2/6?
If it's five brothers and the Bechor, yeah, you split up to six pieces and the Bechor gets 2/6. Correct.
But what's the other one again?
Five brothers, there's a hundred parcels, the Bechor gets 50 point whatever, he gets double of the entire amount of the Chassim, whatever they all get, he gets double of that. Not just double of what one brother gets, but double what everyone gets combined. So it's like 2/3 probably. He has to get double of that. Basically, you split it up. You split all the nechassim up into three portions. The non-bechor get one portion. He gets one portion, and he gets double. So he gets another portion. He gets 2/3 of everything. So Tamalo, Yai b'yom hanchilo es banav. Hator rips anachle etz lachin hachin. Ha'ein, I don't know what this means. Ha'ein alech ladon kiloshon ha'achron ele kiloshon rishon. You go against the second lashon, not the first rishon. Oh, I guess the two tzadim that we brought down. Don't go against the second. Don't say the second side. Say the first side that he just gets an extra portion. He gets 2/6 as opposed to 2/3 in our example. Okay. And then the Gemara says of the Omer. And I give you another pasuk. And the Gemara is going to ask why the Omer. If you already have a source, why does it have another source? The Omer uvenei ruuvein. And this is in Divrei HaYamim, I believe. A lot of pesukim in Divrei HaYamim, right? Uvenei Reuven b'chor Yisrael, the Bnei Reuven or the b'chor Yisrael, ki hu ha-b'chor, he is the firstborn, u'b'chalalo yitzuei aviv, nasna b'choroso, livnei Yosef ben Yisrael. At the end of the pasuk, livnei Yosef ben Yisrael, v'lo l'hischayesh l'b'chora. So it's Bnei Reuven, Reuven is the b'chor, but since he messed up, so he was punished, and the Bechorah was given to Yosef. But not completely given to Yosef. It's not completely given to the Yosef, it's just given to Yosef to get an extra portion. The Omer, and it says, I guess he gets one extra portion, right? So maybe that's the proof. The Omer, and also it says, again in Divrei Yamim, Ki Yehuda Gever Be'echav Ulenagim Yimeno V'Abuchorah LiYosef. Right, Yehuda is above his brothers, and Bechorah is given to Yosef. Nemar Bechorah LiYosef. There's Bechorah said by Yosef. V'Nemra Bechoros LeDoros. It also says the Bechorah LeDoros, which is Yehuda. Yosef was the Bechor just for that generation. Yehuda was the Bechor because he got the Malchus. That's forever. So the Bechor to Yosef to the Bechor to Yehuda is compared. Ma Bechorah Amur LiYosef Pishnayim Ke'echad. So just like the Bechor of Yosef is just two portions against one portion greater than everybody else. Af bechora hamura ledoros. So to the bechora that's going to be forever, which would now means every bechora for all generations. Pishnaim keechad. It's pishnaim keechad. Meaning in our instance, it would just be 2/6, not 2/3. The omer and another pasuk it says vanina sati lechashchem echad alachecha hashelakati bimayori bichar biukashti. I give it to Shechem one. Shechem could be the city, or Shechem can also be the shoulder. But I give you one portion above your brothers. I gave you one extra portion above your brothers from Shechem, which I took with my sword and with my bow. So then the Gemara interjects, and we know this from Rashi and Chumash. Shechibi charbo v'kashto lakach. Did Yaakov take this with his cherev, with his keshet? Halo far nemar. Pasuk says, and again, this pasuk is in Tehillim. He says kilo b'kashti eftach. The charbi lo sosheini. I did not have confidence, I guess, in my bow and in my arrow. It's interesting why the Gemara brings a pasuk in Tehillim. We know from the Chumash that Yaakov didn't take it b'charbo kashti. Number one, it was Reuven and Shimon. And number two, Yaakov was upset that they did that. So it's interesting that it jumps to this pasuk in Tehillim. So Ella, the Gemara says, and this is exactly how, if you look on the pasuk in Reishis, how Targum Unkelos translates it. Ella charbi zo tfila, charbi is prayer. Kashti is Obakasha, and Kashti means my requests. So basically, Kher Obakashti doesn't mean actual physical instruments of battle. It means with his tefillah. If you look at the Mepharshim, the Meshech Chachma, the Grizel of the Torah, to figure out what's the difference between Charbi and Kashti when it comes to tefillah. So I think it's the Grizel says, maybe the Meshech Chachma, I don't remember. Charbi, what's a Kher? There are two different types of tefillah based compared to the two different types of weapons we're talking here. Charbi is a sword, which is... That's one way. That's why maybe that's. I'm not sure which one is which. I'm not sure which the Meshech Chachma, the Grizel ones. So cherev also is something that's not dull. It's inherently dangerous. It's sharp right away. If you use that right away, it automatically damages. A bow, in and of itself, can't do damage. You have to put. There has to be a lot more human intervention into it. So he says the cherev, which is automatically dangerous, represents the tefillah of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, whereas the cherev, which is the kashti, is the individual what he has to place into the tefillah and the power and strength that he has to place into the tefillah. Okay, I think that might be the Grizel. I'm not sure. Okay, so my va'omer. Why does the pasuk keep saying va'omer to give it again? Right, it says va'omer b'nei Reuven b'chor Yisrael. Why do we have the extra pasuk? We already said v'haya b'yom hanchilo es banav. So v'chi tema hi lichar Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka hu da'asa. You might have thought that pasuk we met Rabbi Yochanan Baroka the other day. Rabbi Yochanan Baroka was the one who said that if I take my nechassim and I say, you know what, I don't want to give it out to everybody. I want to give all my nechassim to one son. As long as it's somebody who is in the parsha of Yerusha, I can do that. So maybe that's what the pasuk says here. V'haya b'yom hanchilo as banav, the day that I give over to my sons. So right. So therefore, my v'chitay v'haya l'chadar v'yochim v'yoka who the asa. So tashma. There's another pasuk. Ubnei Ruvain b'chor Yisrael. That next pasuk of Ubnei Ruvain b'chor Yisrael. I so v'chitay v'bichora mi'bichora so lo gar minan. Well, maybe we don't learn the bichora of Yosef. Right, Bechor Yisrael, which seems over there, they only had one extra portion, so maybe you don't learn Bechor to Bechor Oso, the Bechor written by Reuben, you don't learn the Bechor written by Yosef. Again, by Yosef, it was a one-time deal, there was extenuating circumstances that went over there. So he says, so therefore, Tashma, the HaBechora Li Yosef, the next pasuk, which was HaBechora Li Yosef, the Chitema Yosef Gufa Mimai, the Pishlaim Ke'echad Havei, how do we know that Yosef was... It just said Yosef was the Bechor. He got double. So how do we know that Yosef got double of only against one? Why? Maybe he got to two-thirds. I think because it's clear in history that Menashe and Ephraim, what Yosef got was just one extra portion. He didn't get double of what everybody else got combined. So therefore, Tashmav and Anina Sati l'choshchem echad alachecha. I gave to Shechem only one portion more than your brothers.
He wasn't the firstborn from the other sons. The other brothers, all be from...
Right, and yet he...
So therefore, it's not equal equation.
No, first of all, from the beginning...
It goes by the father.
Bechor goes by the father. That's why it should have been Reuven. But it was taken away from Reuven, and the Bechor Nachalo was given to Yosef, and the Bechor from Malchus was given to Yehuda. That's the curse that he gave to Reuven. It should have been Reuven. So therefore... V'anina sadeh l'cheshchem al-chal al-chechav. So Amalir Paul Abaye, Ema dikla ba'alma. When it says Shechem Echel Al Checha, we interpret it as what we know Shechem means, the city of Shechem. But maybe Shechem just means one extra piece. Maybe he just gave him one extra tree. Who says he gave him something more? I don't know why they just don't look at the history, because that's what it was.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No,
we got. So Amakra, so the pasuk says, Ephraim and Menashe, Reuven and Shimon Yuli. Which is the end of the day, that's the pasuk. That's what it is. Ephraim and Menashe are like Reuven and Shimon. Meaning Ephraim and Menashe are each getting one portion, which means Joseph is getting a double portion. What's that double portion? That double portion is one more portion than all his brothers, than each brother. I'm not sure why he had to go through this whole rigmarole of all the other psukim. That's bottom line is that's what it was. Okay, all right.
Do we derive halacha from what happened before Matan Torah?
That's a bigger question. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Right.
That's not really right.
But when did Joseph get the Pishnai? He got it afterwards.
Yeah.
So, Boy Menei Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So, Rabbi Chelbo asks Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Ma'ra Yaakov Shenata Bechora Meruve Venasna Li Yosef. What did Yaakov see that he took the Bechora away from Ruve and gave it to Yosef? So, it's funny because I think, I'm not sure other people point out, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, I think, is the Manda Amr who says, Kol Ha'omer Ruven Chata is mistaken, Kol Ha'itov. So now they're asking him, okay, if he didn't sin, why did he take it away from him? So I'm pretty sure that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is the Baal Memra, that Baal Memra. We have to look it up, Homer. Okay, so Rav Chelbo asks, Ma Ra, what are you talking about? It's a very pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. I don't know why he goes to Divrei HaYamim, but he goes to Divrei HaYamim. The pasuk says, Ubechalalo Yitzuei Aviv. He was Mechalel, the beds of his father. So that's where he took it away. If what I said is correct, maybe Rosh Hashanah Achmeni says that, listen, he didn't do the Maisa with Bilo, but he still was disrespectful.
So what's the Mida Kenega Mida for that? So why doesn't he lose the Bechor for that? Because he wasn't acting like a Bechor?
Why does it have to be Mida Kenega Mida?
Usually it is, no?
Sometimes.
Right. Okay,
well,
fair enough.
I don't know. Is that what it says? That it's Mida Kenega Mida? So either way, he didn't act like a Bechor. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. So Elamah Ra'at and Nesna Yosef. So then the question is, why is it that he gave it to Yosef?
As opposed to
Yisachar, Levi, Binyamin. He's taking it away and give it to anybody. Gad, Asher, Dan, Naphtali. Why did he give it to Yosef? So he says, Ebsholacha Marshal. So Shmuel Baruch Meir says, I'll give you a Marshal. Interesting, Marshal. Lema davadome. What is this compared to? Lebala bayish shegidel yosom besoch beso. So you have a guy who was poor, but he raised a yosom in his house. Liyamim hashir oso yosom. At the end, this guy, this yosom becomes wealthy. So Amar, he says to his heart, ahanhe lebala bayish min nechasai. Let me give back to the Baal HaBayis who supported me all these years. The Yosom got money, let me give back. So the Rashbam says, the Yosom here is Yaakov, who was supported all the years by Yosef. That at the end, when he was dying, so he had extra, so he gave the extra to the balabai to the person who supported him. He gave extra to the balabayas. So the Gemara says, okay, interesting. So that's just, it's sort of like a hakaras hatov type thing, as opposed to just like just some for a halachic reason why he gave it to Yosef, because Yosef supported him, so he's going to give it back to support him. So if that's the case, so Amrlei, so ilav the chater Ruvain lo mahani le Yosef the lo midam. So if Ruvain didn't sin, then Yaakov wouldn't have had anything to give over to Yosef. It's only because Ruvain sinned, right? That seems to be the question. Mm-hmm. If Ruvain didn't sin, then the Bechor wasn't... So then what would he wouldn't have given him anything else? Like how? Only because Ruvain sinned, then now that's why he gave right. something extra to Yosef? So the Gemara says, no, Ella, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Chlokach Amar. So this is what Rabbi Yonasan, your Rebbe, said. Ru'uya haisa Bechor letzeis mirachal. It was really the Bechor should have come from Rachel. Diksiv, because the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Ela Todos Yaakov Yosef. It's a Yaakov then Yosef. Ella, but rather, Shekidmasa Leia Berachamim. So Leia got the firstborn to be born from her because she had this Rachim, she had Tefillah. Ubitok Tznidos Shehaisa Barachel, Chaksira Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam. Because of the Tznidos of Rachel, that Hashem gave back the Bechor to Rachel. Meaning it should have been by Rachel. She should have been the first wed. She should have had the first kids. That because Leah davened so much, Hashem gave her kids first. But because of the tznius of Rachel, Hashem gave the Bechor back to Rachel. So see what that is. We all know what these are. So my kid Malay Barachim. So what is that Leah had so much tefillah? So Nechsiv, it says in Bereishis, V'enei Leah Rakos. That Leah's eyes were swollen or red. They were, Rakos. Well, how does he tights Rakos? And...
Rakos.
Okay, good.
Then it says my Rakos.
So my Rakos, what is Rakos? Ilema Rakos Mamos, that they would, I think that means they were constantly tearing, constantly crying. So Eshar...
No, it says, if it's literally, it means tender.
It's tender, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so she was constantly able to, she was soft, they were red, they were filled with tears. So that's a bad meat. That's a bad meat. That's a not good quality. So Efshar Bignus Behema Tmei Lo Kasev Lo Diber Kasev. If the Torah won't speak badly about a non kosher animal, how do we know that? Tiksiv by Noach, it says I'm in a Behema Torah from the pure animals. Ubehema Sher Einer Torah. So they actually speak disparagingly about the non kosher animals. Bignus Tzadikim Diber Kasev is the pasuk that speak disparagingly about the Tzadikim and tell us that she has a flaw in her.
Is that a Mita issue?
What, that hurt?
That she was crying.
It's a beauty. It's an issue of the beauty. She's not, they always say Yafas Toar, and here she says that she has, it's not a Mita, like a character trait. It's a physical Mita.
It's a
physical trait.
It's a crying.
Right, so.
Yeah. I think, if we understand Rakos as meaning that her eyes were not very pleasant to look at, then
right.
It wouldn't say.
She's constantly red, constantly tearing. It's not, doesn't look good. So Ella Amar Rabbi Lazar no Shemat Noseha Arukos. I think that means Rakos means Mas Noseha. I think they teach it here as being her offspring. That the presents Matanos that she got were big. There's Levi got Kohanim Leviim, Yehuda got the Malachim. That's right. I think that's how they teach it here. Right, as Rosh Bam says, Arukos is Gedolos Bekahuna Velevia. The Levi Yotzimenu.
Long lasting.
What?
It means long lasting.
Yeah, so.
Rachos didn't last very long.
No, her Matanos are Arukos. They were long, that her what was given to her was long. Okay. So then, Pasuk says, Rav Amar no, Olam Rakos Mamash. They really were filled with tears and they were constantly swollen, I guess. But lo ganai hula, but it's not a ganai for her in this instance. Rather, lo shvachula. The reason why they got that way is because it's a praise for her. Our problem was, oh, how can you give it a disparaging? It's not disparaging, it's complimentary. Shahaisa shomas, al prosa derachim, she used to hear, when people were walking back and forth, she used to hear, b'nei adam shahai or, when the people used to say, shnei bonim yishla Rivka. Rivka has two sons, which are Yaakov and Esav, who shnei bonim yishla lovan, and lovan has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Gedola, the older one, which is Leah legado, will marry the older one of Esav. Uktana lekatan, and Rachel will marry the younger one. which is katan. Now, it's interesting that Rachel were mamash an older and younger sister. Yaakov and Esav were twins. So, but still, he was older by a couple of minutes, I guess. V'haisa yoshevish ha'prach prashas derachem ha'shalas. So then she would ask, oh, everyone's saying I'm going to marry this Esav. What's the story with this guy? So he says, she said, Godo my masa. What is he like? Ish rohu, he's a bad guy. Milastim brios, he steals from people. So she said, okay, well, katan my masa. What's the story with the younger guy that I'm not getting? Oh, he's ishtam yoshev ha'olim. He's a tzaddik. He's Isha Yoshev Halim. So Vahisa Bocha, so she used to cry, Achen Nashru Rise Eineha. So her eyelashes fell off.
Yeah. I never understood that. She cares what the parents of Rachel say. What the people in the street talk about it. Yaakovina even said it.
This is what people are saying. There are people now. People are traveling back and forth. They know what the story is. You hear in the street. You hear the rumors in the street of what the people are. So that's. I mean, we do halacha sometimes based on what the rumors what people say.
But, I didn't understand it for a different reason. They have other family members, but this is the one they go, the ones who don't live anywhere near them. There's some sort of special thing that you have to be convinced.
Well, what are the other family? They have another. There's a first cousins. How close do they have other first cousins? Leah.
There's a whole list.
But they didn't have exactly two boys. Don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. So the Gemara, so that's why she got the first one to be born from her, because she had all this. I'm sorry. So behind the Dixiv, and that's what it says. Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah. The Leah was hated. My snua doesn't mean she was hated. Ilei masnua mamish. That Jewish mamish hated. Efsar beignutz behemet tmei lo diber kasev beignutz tzadikin diber kasev. They won't speak disparaging about the non kosher animals. They can speak disparaging about the tzadikas that she's a hated. So Ella Rogers Baruch Hu she snuin ma'ase Esav b'fanel. Because Baruch Hu saw that she hated the ma'asim of Esav. Therefore vayiftach es rachma. Then he opened her rechem to her to have children first. So therefore, so why had to go? So that's why she got the firstborn. So, but why did the Bechorah go back to Rachel? Because she would sanua. Umayt sneez haisab of Rachel. What was the sneez by Rachel? Dixiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayaged Yaakov to Rachel, ki achi aviyahu, v'chi ben rifkahu. This is when they met by the well. He tells Rachel that he is the brother of her father, and he's the son of Rivka. So if he's the son of Rivka, he's not the brother of her father. He's the nephew. He's not the brother. Hello, Ben Achosavio, who is the son of your father's sister. Ella Amra La, Yaakov says to Rachel, it's right away on the spot, Minasli, you should marry me. Amra La in, she said yes. However, me, you Abba Ramahu, we're not going to be able to do it. My father's a trickster. Velo Yachaltle, he's a trickster, you're not going to be able to do it. So Amra La Ramaram Usei, what Ramahu is he talking about? Amra La, she says back to him, Isle Achasa de Kashisha Mimnai, I have a sister who's older than I am. Velo Minas Bali Mikama, and he's not going to let me get married before her, which goes back to what we saw on Monday, about the Rashbam and about the Machlokas, and whether or not you're allowed to marry somebody once the younger one before the older one. So Amra La, so Yaakov says to her, don't worry. I'm his brother when it comes to trickery. I know how to trick as well. He did that to Esav, I guess, whatever. I know how to trick. I don't know how to deal with those people as well. So Amra Le, so Rachel says to Yaakov, Wow, you're a tzaddik. You're allowed to deal with people in this way. You're allowed to trick people. So Yaakov says, yeah, I can. Because there's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis that says, Im navar titavar v'mikesh titabel. If people are clean before you, then you deal with them cleanly. And if the people come with cash, if they come with you in crooked ways, then you deal with them in there and with the crooked ways as well.
Oh,
yeah, close pause. Yeah, I'm going to pause. So, what's the word? Anachronistic? That's not the word. Anachronistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Chronologically, it doesn't really work, but it doesn't have to work. So, masala simanim. So therefore, Yaakov says, "No, I'll give you signs. I'll give you signs, so I know that it's you." Marshal Simonim, and they're going to get married. Ki kama ailele Leia, when Lavan gives Leia instead of Rachel, so Rachel knows that she's going to be embarrassed. So Savra Hashda Mitzrachatayim, my sister's going to be embarrassed. Mitzartina Nihilei, so she gave Leia the signs. So therefore, Rachel sort of tricked Yaakov, but okay, gives Leia the signs, and that's why it says, "Vayhiyu Baboker Minehi Leia," and in the morning, behold, it was Leah. Mechlal dal hashta lav lehi, meaning up until the morning it wasn't Leah, meaning because he didn't think it was Leah. Elam itok simanim shemasla Yaakov la Rachel, because of the simanim that Yaakov gave to Rachel, who misar to Leah, and she Rachel gave to Leah. Lo habayada la ad hayishaita. He didn't realize it was Rachel until the morning. I guess they didn't speak all night. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but she was able to. He didn't realize that it was Leah until the morning. So that's why Rachel behaved with her tznius. That's why Yosef got the The bechor was given back to Yosef. So really it was supposed to be Rachel. It was given to Leah because she davened. It was given back to Rachel because she was a tzenua. Nothing, that's the reason why he got nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with Reuven doing anything wrong. It all has to do with Rachel and Leah.
But you explained that to
Reuven. It's all fair. You weren't supposed to have it to begin with. So nothing was taken away from you. So, Baimine Abba Khalifa Kiruya, Mirabhiya Bar Abba. He says, so going back now to talk about the Yordi Mitzrayim, he says, I mean, we also know this from where you are, Rashi. Bichlalon, when the Torah talks about the in general, how many people went out to the Yordi Mitzrayim, Atamotzi Shivim, you find that it's 70. Bipraton, but when you count them, Atamotzi Shivim Chasarecha, you only find 69. So he says, okay, so Amralei, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba says back, to Oma Haisa Im Dina. Dina had a twin, right? Tichsiv, the S Dina Bito, and they learn out from the S that there was an extra, there was a twin.
So they go, somebody born
between the gates? We'll get to that. Again, you guys know the end, but you have to get to the end. You have to go through the Gemara to get to the end, right? So Elameata. So Elameata, if that's the case, then Ta'oma Haisa Im Binyamin. Then if the S teaches you that there's a twin, so there was a twin with Binyamin as well, because the pasuk says Es Binyamin Achiv Ben Imo. So the S, that means now all of a sudden there's 71. Tosas points out, according to there's a medrash, Tosas Uba Alma Armina Tiyom Haisa Im Kol Shvatim. There's a medrash elsewhere that says that there was, I think it's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that says that there was a twin born with each shape. So now all of a sudden we're above 70 as well. So how does that work?
82.
What?
Except they were all twin sisters who married the other Shvatim, and that's how they managed.
Oh, okay, so you have to go on to that. Okay, but either way, but so it's now 71 up. So Amar, so okay, Amar, so he says back to Abu Khalifta. All right, I'll give you an answer. I didn't want to reveal this answer. It's a Margila Tova. I was hiding it from you because I want you to understand how beautiful this answer is. Margila Tova Haisa Biyadi. Vata Mevakesh La'avim Meni. Now you're forcing me to reveal it. So Hachim Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, this is what Rabbi Chanina says. This is what Yoni says. Zo Yocheved, this is Yocheved. Shehorasa Bederech, we saw this on Monday as well, that she was conceived on the way. Vileidasa Be'enachomos, and she was born either by the walls or as they were going into Mitzrayim. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, V'shem Eishas Omer Yocheved Bas Levi, Asher Yolda Oso Levi Mitzrayim, who was born to Levi Mitzrayim, Leidasa Mitzrayim, Eino Rasa Mitzrayim. Her Leida was a Mitzrayim, but her conception was not Mitzrayim, and she's the 70th person. Okay? Vayimine Rabbi Chelbo mi Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So Rabbi Chelbo asked Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Ksiv, this is, it says, Vayihi Kasher Yoldo Rachel Shosef. Once Rachel gave birth to Yosef, then Vayomer Yaakov Alavon Shalcheni Velchal Mokomi. Then down after Yosef was born, does Yaakov say, now I want to leave? Why did he wait till Yosef was born? So my Shna ki is Yilid Yosef. Why did he wait till Yosef was born? Amar Leh, so Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmin answers Rabbi Chelbo. Ra'a Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu Sobruch Kodesh, She'ein Zera Shal Esav Nimsar Elabiad Zera Shal Yosef. That the Zera of Esav will only be defeated by the offspring of Yosef. Shneemar, because the pasuk says in Ovadia, V'haya Beis Yaakov Eish, the house of Beis Yaakov is going to be Eish, who Beis Yosef Lahava, Beis Yosef is the torch, that's transfer the fire, who Beis Esav Lakash. And the house of Esau is going to be like straw. The pasuk continues, "V'dalkuba hem v'achalum v'lo yesiri the Beis Esav kishem diber." And the Beis Yosef is then going to light them up, and they'll eat them. And there won't be anybody left from Esav. So it's Yosef who's given the power to overcome Esav. Which I guess, according to the Medrash, that says that Esav is Rome, and Rome is where we are now. So we have to have, maybe that's why you have to have Mashiach ben Yosef to conquer Rome before we can go to have Mashiach ben David. Eschatological stuff, I don't know. But that's what it is. Okay, so, what?
Shavuos
Do we have the list for the speakers yet for Shavuos Night?
Not yet,
okay.
I don't think anyone's talking about that.
No?
Add it in.
They're talking about why we eat milchiks on Shavuos and...
Gairus and Gamals.
Gairus, what is it? Here. Special Symposium Perspectives on Conversion. Okay, so...
Michael, are you speaking?
No. I have to speak on Shavuos. I speak every week. I don't have to speak on Shavuos. What's a big deal? So
Can you get a good...
What?
Keep
keep going.
So he wants to finish.
No, keep on.
So Gemara says, okay, so we see here in the Gemara, it seems to indicate that only the children of Yosef can destroy the children of Esav. But Esvei, this is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in Paraglamid, this is in the Milchamev of Siklag, that was conquered by the Amalekim, and David then fights them. It says, Vayakim David mehaneshef alacher l'marachazam. So David defeated the Amalekim in Siklag. The Amalek is the grandchild, the offspring of Esav, right? And David's not from Yosef, David's from Yehuda. So how can he have defeated them? You said only Yosef can defeat him. So Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says back to him, the Akrech Devi, lo Akrech Suve. So you read me the Pasuk in Navi, but you didn't read the Pasuk in Ksuvim. You got to go to Pasuk in Ksuvim by Divrei Yomim. What does it say in Divrei Yomim? In Divrei Yomim it says, Dichsiv bilechto et Siklag, naflu alav. He brought upon them with Siklag, mi Menashe. He brought people from Menashe with him, which was Ednav, Yosef, Vidyevel, Michal, Yosef, Vilov, Vitzilsi, Roshay, Alof, and Mashal, and Menashe. So he brought Bnei Yosef to fight with him. So that's why he was able to win. So why did he have David to go himself? He brought Bnei Menashe to fight with him. So Mesiv, another question. Mesiv, Rabbi Yosef, this is, it says, in Divrei Hayamim, Umehem, he's talking about the conquering of the land, I guess. It says, Umehem min Bnei Shimon, from Bnei Shimon, Hochul Har Seir, they went to Har Seir, Anashim Chamesh Meos, 500 men, Uplatio, Na'aryo, Rafaya, Uziel, Bnei Yishi Brosham, these people are in charge, Vayaku at She'eris HaPleitol de Amalek, Vayeshu at Sham Ale Yomazeh, and there they defeated the Amalekim and they sat there. So Bnei Shimon went and conquered Amalek, which is Akasha. So Amar Rabbi Shila, no, because it says in the Pasuk, Ubnei Menashe Chefer VYishi. The sons of Menashe are Chefer and Yishi, and Yishi is the one who went with Bnei Shimon. The problem with the pasuk over here, Bnei Menashe Chefer Yishi, they all point out there is no such pasuk. So if you look in,
it's a similar verse.
It's a similar pasuk, but that pasuk itself, the Gemara is not quoted in the actual pasuk.
That's the answer.
But where's the?
It's in.
One second, but where is it pointed out? Ubnei Menashe Chefer Yishi the Dalin. If you look in the Haggos, it says Lo Matzasi. There's no pasuk. Rak b'divrei Yomim. Hey, Yesh ve'ele Roshei Beis Avosam ve'Efer v'Yishi. So it's funny. I think it's just ironic that he says you quoted. Oh, it's a different one. The one beforehand. But you're saying you didn't quote Ksuvim. They didn't write. They weren't medaktik on the pasuk. Interesting that why
unusual.
Yeah, why does the Gemara bring the actual pasuk? Why does the Gemara just bring there's such a similar pasuk? Why does it bring? Okay, so Ad Kan the Agadata. Now we're going back to some halacha, and the halacha that we're talking about is the Pishlayim, the double portion that the Bechor gets. So remember, there's a Mishnah Bechor, so the Bechor only gets Pishlayim Beroi and not B'muchsak. Only something that is, sorry, he gets the Pishlayim B'muchsak and not Beroi. He only said there's something that's actually intact now, not something that not the future stream of income. That's not what he gets. For example, a Yerusha that falls to the father after the father died. Let's say the father predeceases the grandfather, and then the grandfather passes away, and then that Yerusha falls to the father and gets divvied up amongst the sons because he's no longer here. He doesn't get Pishnayim on that. That's why we asked by Slavcha. We said that was considered Eretz Yisrael, considered Moksa. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, we learned in Avraisa, Habichor, no tell Pishnayim Bizroa Ubalachayim Uvakeva. A Bechor was a Kohen. He'll get Pishnayim from the Matnas Kahuna of the Zroa Lachayim and the Keva, which is what's given to the Kohen from a regular non kosher animal. There's a Matnas Kahuna that are given to the Bechor. Okay. And he gets Pishnayim bin Mukdashim on the consecrated animals of his father. He'll get Pishnayim of that. Mars expects to explain all this. And from the increase in value of the property after the death of the father. And Rashba points out, you don't have to do any work. It is automatically increased in value. So the Gemara then says, Ketzad, so this is the Bryce that continues. Ketzad, so what's the case of value that increased by itself? Heniach lehem avien para. So the father left over some sort of cow, muhreket umuskeret b'yalecherim, that he already, I guess, rented out to others. Therefore, I guess they don't have to do any of the work with the cow. The income is automatic. The income stream is automatic. That, I guess, is going to be considered muchzak. And the mucherek means that it's sort of like an aris. Mucherek means like for half, meaning half of the production of the cow will go back to the old owner. Mucherek means you rent the cow for a certain set fee, not for half of the production. Okay? Osha haisa roe ba'afar, or the cow that the father gave them was just... It's walking around in the field. No one has to feed him. It has all the food. It's walking around in the field. The yalda, and it gave birth. So therefore, you get habachor no talpishnayim. The bachors get double portion in the cow, double portion in the vlad. That's considered roi. It will be considered muksak. Aval, however, if the father left over for them karka banu batim but not to krumim, and they built houses on it, and then they planted krumim, ain't the bachor no talpishnayim. The bachor is not going to get the pishnayim from the rental income that or from the produce over there, because there they put the effort in. They had to do something in order to create that income stream. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, let's go back to explain the Braisa. Haz roa v'lechayim v'akeva heichidami. What's the case that the Bechor gets the pishnayin of these matnos kahuna? Either asli de'avi avuhun, if they were already in the possession of the father when he died, meaning someone gave him the gifts and then the father died, so he gets pishnayin because the father owns it. There's no chiddush over there. V'i de'lo asli de'avuhun, and if they weren't yet given to the father, then royuhu. It's only something that's going to come in the future. It's not muksak, he doesn't have it yet, right? The ain habachor, not the roi kim muksak. And habachor doesn't take roi like muksak. And this would be a case of roi. So the Gemara answers, no, hacha b'makire kahuna askinon. So we're talking about over here, makire kahuna. Makire kahuna means basically that everyone gives, they always give the gift to this kohen. He's the kohen. He's the one kohen that comes to shul every morning and always gets the aliyah. He's the one kohen around in the chevra. They always give it to him. So therefore, unless they say otherwise, the assumption is that this kohen is the one who's going to always get it, right? And then also the ishket b'chayi d'avuon, and that animal was already shechted during the lifetime of the father. So the Zroa Lechaim that the Zroa Lechaim in the cave already exist, and it's known it's going to go to him right away. And we also hold here that before it's separated, it's as if it's separated, because it's destined to be so. So therefore, we view it as if it is so. And therefore, with all these things combined, you can say that it's Muchsak. It's Shechted already. Once it's Shechted, it's Matanash Lohormul Kamisha Hurmurdami. And it's Makiri Kahuna that's always given, and so unless specified otherwise, it's always given to this Kohen, meaning his father, so therefore it's considered Muchsak. A lot to talk about that, how that works. Where's the Kenya? How does that actually work? Okay.
Something stipulated in a will, something.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Is that
wrong? I don't know. So he says, Mukdashim Lav Tidaininu. So he said also, when it came to Mukdashim, the Mukdashim, the Pishnayim, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. Like where it says, but the Hekdesh is not the Mammon of the father. It's Mammon of Hekdesh. Why is that being passed on to Yerusha at all? And on top of that, why is he getting double portion on it? It doesn't belong to the father. So the Gemara says, no, it's B'Kachim Kalim. We're talking about Kachim Kalim, like a Shlavim or a Toda, right? V'alibin of Yosei Aglili, in accordance with the Shita of Yosei Aglili, Namar Mammon Bailim Hu. He says Kachim Kalim and Mammon Bailim. How do we know that? The Tanya, we have the following Bryce. So this Bryce is talking about the Ashram Gezelos. So if someone steals something from his friend, and the friend says, you stole something from me, and then he denies that he did, and he swore falsely that he didn't steal it, and then he admits it, so he has to pay back to the Nigzah, the Karen, the Chomish, and bring it to Ashram Gezela. And the Pasuk there says, Nefesh ki techta u'ma'o ma'ol ba'ashem, he did a ma'ol ba'ashem, l'rabos kachi kolim, shehi ma'mon ba'ilim, dim Rabbi Yosef Glili. Even if he stole kachim kolim and then denied it, he would still have to pay and still have to bring the Ashram Gezela according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, because kachim kolim actually belong to that person. They belong to the owner. Kachim kolim is still ma'mon ba'ilim. So the case over here would be that the Kohen had kachim kolim, and therefore he was able to yarshin it to his son, and the Bechor would get Pishnayim. The next case in the Braisa was, Heiniach lahen avihen para mukheres umuskeres berachirim, o shahaisa ro be'offer v'yalda, v'chor notal pishnayim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hashta, right, the mukheres umuskeres, the la v'rushusa demarididu kaimav amar chakil, roa be'offer mibai. Why give me both cases? the issue we have here is that the thing that the actual money doesn't exist yet. But the Gemara is giving an example. It may not exist, but it's going to become automatically. That's going to be so something that is going to come automatically, even though it's not in your possession. We say he gets pishnayim. Something that's going to come automatically, like the child, the offspring. We have to. It is in your possession. You have to say that. That's kavah chomer. Of course, he's going to get it. If he can get it in the first case, he's going to get it in the second case. No, so hakamash malon. It comes to teach us the muhkeres umuskeres. That muhkeres, the case of muhkeres and muskeres, jumia de roba de afar, has to be similar to the case of roba afar, where he's out and grazing in the fields. Ma roba afar shpacha de meilka asi vokach iksari mazona. Has to be a double portion. Number one, two conditions. Number one, it has to be shpacha de meila, which has to come automatically. You don't have to do anything. And number two, velokam achsari mazona, that it's going to come by meilav, and the yorshim don't have to pull it. Don't have to lose any money. I mean, they don't have to feed the cow. The cow's out in the field, and there's plenty of stuff in the field to graze. So af muhkeres and muskeres. So too, when it comes to muhkeres and muskeres, it's shvacha de meil kasi de lo chasir be mazone. The Yerushim don't have to give the mazonos. Meaning, sometimes you rent something, rent an animal to the renter, and it's still on the owner to feed the animal. The only case here where the pishnayim would go to the bechor is if the obligation to feed the animal is incumbent upon the renter, not on to the owners. Okay. We'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.